Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Diving Friday, everybody, streaming at you live from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A, a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live in the East. Good girl. Here you go. If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, stream free 24/7. Maybe you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application. I've been saying podcast,
Chicago.
I never listened back, but I did listen to a little bit.
No, it's good. You should listen.
And I said podcast, your podcasting application.
Right.
Or at crabdiving.com, however, whenever, wherever you're listening to us, we appreciate the fuck out of every moment of your listening time. We are going to be here for a couple hours. It's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Jeebus. Jeebus, Jeebus, Jeebus.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah. Really? Yeah.
Well, not real. What's that?
The response from Jesus.
That's no response. That's crickets.
Well, maybe crickets are Jesus trying to talk to us.
Yeah.
And he speaks real fast and we can't understand it.
I will send crickets.
Maybe he's speaking in cricket tongues.
Oh, yeah. To make you feel alone.
Oh, ba 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 shata. Oh, la ba kanda da da ba toya. Man da 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 ba soya.
Sala ding dong, baby.
Oh, man. Join us on social media during the show at Crab Diving, CrabDiving, on the Twitter. We check that one. And we've also got Facebook and we've got an Instagram.
Yay.
That we don't check as often.
Right.
I'm having issues with my...
Oh, my gosh.
Browser issues. What the fuck is going on with that?
I don't know.
And help us out here at the show, if you like, by buying shit through our Amazon link. When you go to buy shit at Amazon, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon or use the banner on the webpage. If you do that every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commissione.
Right. That's right. And we want...
tiny little
just a wee. And like you said, we don't make you do it. It is consensual.
Correct.
We're not Republicans.
No one's forcing you.
No one's forcing you. No one's trafficking you. No one's lying. No one's beating, assaulting, shooting. What else do the Republicans do? What do they do? Stabbing. We'll drive over.
Pass underage girls around?
Yes.
Like a joint?
Right. Raping.
I think I'm really
pillaging.
I'm really having Chrome issues here. I might have to switch browsers. It is Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yay.
We love ourselves some Faithless Friday.
Hi, Jesus. What have you been doing lately? Is your heavenly thumb up your fucking Jesus asshole or something? I mean, are you paying attention? Are you playing video games? Are you in the middle of a good book and you just can't, you don't want to help or?
Definitely is.
Are you tired of the prayers?
Something to do with Chrome because Firefox works.
Oh, yeah.
Just plain fine.
Oh, okay. Great. I guess the people over at Chrome didn't pray to aloof Jesus enough, huh?
Yeah, but my bookmarks are fucked.
Right.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines.
Yes.
It's lovely day.
Right.
Over to the commie, pinko, liberal,
iffy,
Huffington Post.
Wee wee.
As it loads.
Right.
Here. That's I said right. Load. Beautiful day here in the panhandle. Still windy as fuck. 5 days. I seriously have never experienced. I've lived in many climes.
Yes.
At this point. And well, and I haven't. Four.
This is
my fourth different kind of climate.
I think the people don't.
But
the
this
Gulf
5
Coast.
Days of just pure crazy wind.
Yeah. It's crazy yeah. here.
It's 5 days of like 20, 25 mile an hour winds with 35 mile an hour gusts or something. And it's batshit.
I think what we're
it's
seeing.
It's just crazy.
Do you think.
It's still going now.
Do you think hurricane season is heightened by climate change?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Most assuredly.
Will it ever hit a point where it's lessened? There's less hurricanes. Are we just always going to have more hurricanes?
Well, there'll
we
be less
live
of,
in a hurricane.
There'll be less of us to get hit by them.
Oh wow! What a horrible time to be alive. You live on the hurricane planet. Big fucking hurricane, lava pit.
Yeah, and I saw a story. Snakes. California's like just ready to get just fucked
with an earthquake.
No fires. Oh. They're in stage five or something like that drought. They're in the highest stage drought. That they've had for a while, and it's fire season.
Yeah, have they raked?
Duck season.
Right.
Rabbit season. You're despicable.
Have they raked, though? They're not raking?
I was going to tweet that this morning. I was like, well, I hope they can get out and rake in time.
Yeah, it's time for you to fucking
but
get
out there.
I don't
know if people would recognize the reference. Everybody would.
Right.
Then I might have to link the,
yeah.
the Trump story of... His pal, the Finnish prime minister or something like that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah,
or president.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck he is.
Because in Finland, they rake the forest, and that's why they have no fires. In California, all these fucking potheads are sitting around. Their rakes are rusting. They don't give a shit. There's no raking. And so the forest burns because of marijuana. Is that right?
What are you on about?
We did it.
There's nothing else. There's nothing else for you, dog.
There's nothing else. There's no other treats for her. God, that's crazy.
She's like does not compute, motherfucker.
Yeah,
she's gonna call her agent.
The doctor puts you on a diet.
Why do I have this bone?
The doctor really did though, and I think that doctor is full of fucking shit. The dog is short legs, you know, and that's why the dog looks heavy. The
no,
dog is not
fat.
Heavy.
No, she was fat.
The dog
she's losing weight, though.
Short
she's
fucking legs.
No.
And so, proportionately, that looks different.
And a big, fat body.
Well, if her legs
now
were
she's,
longer,
but I truly
you
didn't notice.
Say,
I guess I can understand how parents that have kids and that are overweight, and they don't even big. Notice because I thought the same thing.
What did the doctor say?
She's built like a tube because yeah. she's got some... A basset hound or something
right,
in
right.
there.
Yeah. Right. She likes to eat, man.
Doctor's like, how old is she? The big two? Oh. Well, she's 30 pounds. And I was like, yeah. Right.
So
she should be about 25.
See, that's nothing. That's negligible.
Out of 30, losing 5 pounds?
Well. I mean, if you think about it that way.
Yeah, right. Let's see what... I already started with the headline stuff.
Yes.
I was just trying one final time to see if I can... Because all of my... all my fucking bookmarks...
Right.
...are in...
Yay.
Oh, you know what it is? I think my ad blocker is causing...
By the way, go to
Facebook.com/crabdiving.
We have memes up and stories and promos for the show and things of that nature.
We do. The dog is now losing her mind.
Yes,
I gave her that rib bone and she wants to now bury it.
Right.
Find a place to bury it. And I don't know if you guys can hear her, but she.
Do you think
she goes through this
dirt box for her to bury stuff in?
I researched this, and it's really not It's not as crazy.
Calm the fuck down. Are you okay?
It's like, it's a good thing. Yeah, she's really happy.
Good girl.
She's enjoying the fact that she got this bone, and she really, really, really wants
to find a place. She seems stressed.
She wants to find a place to hide it. So she's really happy. Yeah, actually.
Right.
Let me put this blanket down on the ground. Maybe she'll. I'm sorry about the technical difficulties, y'all. Over to the HuffPo.
Yay.
Justice Breyer.
Right.
On the headline.
Yes.
And he is, I'm having all kinds of technical difficulties. Jeez. Now it's saying something went wrong.
I mean, is this the,
I wonder if our internet is
the beginning of the attack.
Fucked. Oh, it is. We're not going out right now. Oh,
okay. Well, I gotta go.
But thanks for listening to us as a rerun. Oh, we're reestablishing it, apparently. It's attempting to reestablish.
I gotta go get the sandwiches.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Ryan is gonna be gone for a few minutes. As we ordered sandwiches at a place nearby, and I procrastinated. So I'm going to talk about Justice Breyer here, hopefully in a second, if we can get this, if I can get this moving. We are having technical problems. Senate Dems clam up on Breyer retire talk. So there have been a lot of people saying that maybe it's time to ask Justice Breyer to hang up the robes because that would guarantee that Joe Biden would be able to replace him. And Justice Breyer is getting up there, and they worry that if he hung on and then a Republican got in, then, you know, we're even further down the right wing rabbit hole of crazy SCOTUS, activist SCOTUSes, which, you know, we'll see what happens with this abortion case that they've taken up. This could be a big in with the, I think it's the Texas, Louisiana law, one of these states law that, I think it's Louisiana, that you, as a fetal heartbeat law, I think that one, where, you don't know sometimes when the fetal heartbeat starts, and even doctors and experts don't 100% agree on when the fetal actual heartbeat starts. So, but it could be, you know, some definitions could be like 6 weeks where you really don't even, many women don't even know they're pregnant. But it's just another attempt to go after Roe versus Wade. Anyway, the Democrats, many Democrats have been saying it would be cool for Justice Breyer to step down so that we could put a nice young progressive Democrat in there, or a nice just young progressive judge who's sane and fair in there. And but now they're saying that they don't think they're kind of tamping down that talk. The Democrats have an incredibly fragile 50-seat majority in the Senate, a reality that is fueling calls for Supreme Court Justice Breyer to retire this year. But as Senator Patrick Leahy's health scare showed, Democrats may not have until the fall of 2022 to enact their agenda, because we've got some really older members of the Senate, especially. I mean, the Senate is the main worry. And if we lose one in a state that has a Republican governor, then we lose the tiny, slim, razor-thin majority with Kamala Harris breaking ties that we have. And then Mitch McConnell goes back to being the fucking leader of the Senate. And what's going to get done then? So they say here, the party is one unforeseen tragedy away from potentially losing the majority, especially if a GOP governor gets to appoint a replacement, which is kind of just what I said. That's why some progressives argue that Breyer, who's turning 83 this year, should retire from his lifetime position in the summer and give Democrats a chance to fill the seat. It would still be a 6-3 tilt towards the conservative, but it would at least preserve the status quo. And they kind of, they say it weighs heavily on the minds of some Democrats because there was some, the same kind of pressure when Obama was still president on Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who had had some health problems already before that, I think. And there were whispers or outright calls that she should retire while Obama was still president. But that she did not want to. So, the executive director of Demand Justice, a progressive advocacy group, said if Justice Breyer fails to step down at the end of this term, it is likely to set off a wave of concern from people who are right now biting their tongues on the expectation that he will do the right thing on his own. With all due respect to Justice Breyer, I don't think he is owed our deference here. The decision about whether or not to remain on the court is not just about whether he likes his job. The decision concerns millions of Americans whose personal fates will be impacted by the future composition of the court. God, Bill Breyer was nominated by Bill Clinton nearly 30 years ago. He's been a reliable vote for the liberals and has helped deliver landmark rulings in favor of LGBTQ rights and reproductive rights, among others. It says he does, he doesn't give hints about his future, but he does have an upcoming book, which he addresses the danger of politicizing the court, which could be a hint about how he views public pressure campaigns like those calling on him to retire. The book is titled The Authority of the Court and the Peril of Politics. Should a sitting Supreme Court justice be writing books? I mean,
authority.
Thank you for doing that.
Oh, no problem.
Should
they be writing books?
Right. Should
what
they,
about?
Yeah.
Sotomayor wrote a children's book about her life or something.
Yeah, the story is over to the HuffPo about how there's pressure, but Democrats would senior Democrats would really rather not talk about getting Breyer to retire.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He's gonna be 83.
Well, why wouldn't they? I mean, shouldn't he retire? And we can put someone, you know, 32 years old on the court.
Well, yeah, and I mentioned while you were out the same thing kind of happened with Ginsburg because she had already had like liver cancer or something when Obama was president, and they were like maybe she should retire before Obama's term is over, and she chose not to. I mean, it's nobody's fucking business but theirs ultimately. But
well, I mean, if we're talking, well, you know, I mean, are we in a reasonable country? If the Republicans are in charge, no. So, I mean, I know we all want to do the right fucking thing. And don't you have to just think strategically? My God, those people just fucking storm the Capitol. Yeah, he should retire so you can put a younger Democrat in there. We should do everything we can do to keep any kind of influence the Republicans have tiny.
And especially, I also mentioned earlier, especially because there's some old senators. And Leahy had that little health scare. He goes, I don't know what the situation in Vermont. I think Vermont might have a Republican governor, which means
they'll have a Republican senator.
And Mitch McConnell's majority leader again.
Got it.
And how much is going to get done? So I don't know.
Ram everything through while you motherfucking can. This could be it.
I would. I think it would be preferable if Justice Breyer chose to retire. But
you have to do what you have to do to get through the end of the day. And
yes.
if that keeps the court from being that much more conservative down the road, then you have to do it. These people are crazy. These Republicans are fucking monsters.
Yes.
They're racist lunatics.
Um, We also have.
What if there's somebody more crazier than Kavanaugh?
Well, we don't know what's. Amy Coney Barrett, though, has been a disappointment to a lot of the conservatives, right, which means it's good.
Yeah.
But she still has been one of the most pro or anti. Pro forced birth.
Yeah,
judges see, like, out
the,
there.
The,
so
the thing is, I why don't the Democrats want to talk to that guy about retiring?
Well, I'm sure there are. You know, I'm sure there have been calls for that.
Because you know, it's about like you know, abortion rights and shit. You know.
Okay, now I was able to get into my spreadsheet.
Nice.
Now we can do the fucking show.
Are we on the internet?
Yes, I think we are back on.
We did it, Florida. We got the internet working. Oh, fucking shit.
I'm amazed the power has remained on.
Through the wind?
Throughout all this wind, because there's been down branches everywhere, every day walking the intern.
Right.
That's the HuffPo, the story about Breyer.
Right.
And the discussion, the Dems don't really want to talk about it,
ooh,
but they kind of want to talk about it. I'm sure a lot of them really want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Let's see what the Drudge Report has to say. Thanks for listening, everybody. Faithless Friday.
Jeebus. What's your favorite thing about Jesus? Tweet us at Crab Diving. What does he do for you? What's so great?
Hamas, don't tweet us. I don't want, you know, if there's Christians, it's fine.
Okay,
I'm
just kidding.
But I don't want people.
Right.
I don't want to read why people love Jesus.
Yeah. He's hot.
Hamas claims, in scare quotes, victory.
Yay!
Is the I guess Drudge is a pretty Zionist.
Right.
Leads to, the Sun. Well, what a reputable rag this is.
That's a Rupert Murdoch thing.
It's a Rupert Murdoch joint.
Okay.
Hamas is claiming victory over Israel, is cheering Palestinians celebrate in Gaza streets by setting off fireworks, showing V signs, and waving flags. The militant group's boast comes despite agreeing to a mediated ceasefire after 223 were slain in airstrikes during the bloody 11-day battle.
Are they're celebrating because there's a ceasefire?
Yeah, I guess, but they're saying, they're claiming victory because, you know, Drudge is, I don't think, on the side of Palestine.
Right, right.
And a whole bunch of pictures, nor is Rupert.
Yeah.
So the Sun. Celebrations were heard on Gaza streets minutes after the truce began. Well, yeah.
They're not getting bombed anymore.
Car horns were honked, guns were fired in the air. Jesus. Yeah, they kind of do that.
The thing is, when you shoot a gun in the air, I don't think the bullet just disappears.
Well, no, and there have been cases where people have gotten killed by bullets coming down.
It has to stop somewhere, right? It goes up, and then eventually it comes back down to the planet.
God, do you remember that video of Saddam Hussein coming out on the balcony?
Oh, yeah.
It's a cheering crowd below, and he holds up his AK with one arm and just barely casually points it right in the air and goes, so I'm thinking, oh my God, how many people below are going to be killed?
Do they sue or what happens?
No, maybe it's an honor to be killed by the great leader.
Absolutely. You don't have to sign a waiver before you go to the rally. Sue him
like the Trump rallies. Remember that the COVID
waiver
you had to was implicit in buying a ticket to the Trump rallies.
Well, a lot of people didn't. Wasn't there an outbreak at one of his rallies?
Oklahoma, maybe. Yeah. Isn't that where?
That guy died.
Becky,
there.
Becky Stan.
Right, he died there.
Yeah.
Well, he caught it there.
Maybe.
Herman Cain.
Herman Cain, probably, maybe.
Right.
Possibly. I don't know if we've determined that, but
yeah,
I think there was a bunch of cases.
He was one of the prominent members of the GOP. Right? I mean, he was a big part of their party.
He was around for a while in the primary, wasn't he?
Yeah. He ran for president?
Sure. Pizza guy, right?
Yeah. He's one of these guys that like to brag about not knowing anything, and that's a good thing or something.
Well, that was the whole Becky right. Stan thing, yeah.
Who is it? Walter Zaleppo. Who is that?
Gary Johnson. Gary Johnson, the libertarian.
Fucking idiot. What is Aleppo? Aleppo. Fuck yourself.
Aleppo, what is that?
And everybody that
he's a big stoner.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah. That was one of his main platforms, was that he wants legalized marijuana. And he gleefully admitted that he likes to smoke.
I mean, man, I can't find Aleppo on a map, but I understand, like, what it is. I know it's not yogurt or anything. He's like, what is Aleppo?
Aleppo? What is Aleppo?
What did, you know, the thing is, Gary, I don't know. I don't know if the aloof stoner is the good vibe for leader of the free world. I don't know.
Yeah. I have no idea where. I mean, I could maybe point to Syria-esque
yeah.
area on a map, but I certainly couldn't.
And all your people, whoever is handling you, they've drilled you on your Syria policy. You know all about this fucking bullshit. You're going to know the word Aleppo. You're going to know kind of where it is on a map. You're not going to be, what is Aleppo?
Well, it's in Syria. Yes, you don't have to know where it is on the
you
map.
You would know it's in Syria. At least you would know it's in Syria. But he doesn't know what the noun is.
And even if he didn't know the specifics of what was going on with Aleppo, he could have said, look, Syria is a very complicated
right.
situation that we would have to, I would get the experts in and I would listen to both sides, you know, that kind
right.
of thing.
The thing is, but, I don't.
And that means, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, right, but I know it's kind of in Syria. So I'm just going to go to generic Syria talk.
But see, now Gary Johnson wasn't even there. Gary John was like, what is Aleppo?
He's like, what the fuck are you talking
meaning,
about?
What is Aleppo? Meaning, I know it's a noun, but I do not know. Is it a person,
Aleppo.
Place, or thing? I don't know which one that is.
Aleppo.
That's what he said.
Yeah. Lost Mark's brother.
What?
I lost Mark's brother.
Oh, yes, yes.
Really old comedy reference.
What was the reference?
Marx Brothers?
No, but...
Well, they had a brother named Zeppo.
Oh, okay.
Which was always... He was like the underreported brother.
But Aleppo would be...
I don't know why. It wasn't funny at all.
Aleppo.
But it just made me think of Zeppo.
Oh, okay.
That's where my strange brain went. Anyway, what else?
I mean, you know, it's... When people go to heaven, will they see the Marx Brothers?
Oh, I don't know.
And people that are dead, that have been previously dead.
I don't know how the Marx Brothers live their lives.
Maybe they're in hell.
I know a lot of the Christians don't think they'll be there because they were Jewish.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Sorry, Marx Brothers. According to these cunts, you can't get into heaven. According to Kirk Cameron and his fan base, not allowed, denied.
The people are splurging on themselves now, it says.
Ooh.
That they're feeling unfettered from the COVID
right.
shackles.
Yes.
But you're still fettered.
Right.
It's still out there.
Yeah, yeah. Splurge away.
But they're now calling it heightened hedonism. Enlightened.
Oh.
Enlightened hedonism.
What is that? Enlightened hedonism is me DJ name.
Yeah, they're trying to not be too crazy.
Right. Be hedons, but be enlightened, meaning wear condoms, read a book.
It's a brief flash of what they call enlightened hedonism. The fully vaccinated couple hasn't gone out. These are two people who haven't gone out since they moved to Chattanooga from Brooklyn.
Yeah. Whew. God.
Chattanooga, Tennessee from Brooklyn. That's
something else.
It's just talking about how people are spending money.
Yeah.
Those that have it.
Right.
Those that were able to like work from home during the pandemic or whatever are now out splurging on themselves.
Yes.
And some people are predicting it that it was going to be like a roaring 20s kind of thing, maybe. Yeah.
Right.
Be careful.
Yes.
Because we know what happened at the end of the roaring 20s. The Great Depression.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, why can't that all happen at once, though? It seems like it could in this country. Isn't there always kind of a Great Depression going on? I mean, Jesus.
Well, the inequality is just off the charts.
I mean, the minimum wage is so low.
Yeah. Elsewhere in the news, it is Faithless Friday.
Yes.
As I mentioned. And I have a story here. I don't have a Jesus-y story yet.
Okay.
I don't think.
Right.
See, I don't have my bookmark saved in
shit.
In this other browser.
What is that? Who erased the bookmarks? Which person? Show yourself.
So, let's see what's going on here.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, it's Pat's birthday on Sunday, and so this is your show birthday, so happy birthday.
It's my show that. Birthday.
Yeah,
thank
it
you.
Is, because we don't have a show on Sunday.
Well, thank you.
Right. And, absolutely.
Oh, I know what it is. I can't sign into Twitter on this one.
Do you have anything you want to say because it's your birthday? Do you have any?
I've got another hour and a half of things to say.
Any observations
I talk
from
plenty.
The previous year that your year of life? That
No, it started out sucky and got better.
Right.
After Trump went bye-bye.
Yeah, okay. What do you think is going to happen in this next year, do you think? You think Trump will be arrested, indicted?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing, right?
I don't know about arrested.
Indicted, but not arrested.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, he may put himself out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, just agree to show up. They may grant him that courtesy as a former presidente.
I mean, they would never put him in jail, right? I assume he would have to be a guy on house arrest or something, right? I mean, it's not like the guy's going to go to jail, Donald
yeah.
Trump. At worst, it would be house arrest.
But you got to watch that motherfucker.
What about a firing squad?
Because he's got a jet.
Well, I mean,
he could bail somewhere in South America, maybe go nuzzle up with Bolsonaro.
Right.
Until he can go to a different country.
Well, what about his kids? I mean, what if the government's like, okay, you fled. I'm going to.
He's not bringing his kids with him. Are you kidding me? Melania is not barely. Not barely. What am I saying? She's not getting on that flight.
Is Melania cooperating with investigators? Yes or no?
I wouldn't think so.
Do you think that would put a strain
yet.
On their relationship? Would it?
What relationship? You think him fucking a porn star while she was still lactating and nipple feeding Baron didn't kind of affect the relationship a little bit?
I don't know.
Blowing a load, a bareback load, and Stormy.
Pardon
me for my crudeness.
Right, I'm not a family psychologist, so I don't know. Professionally, I couldn't say. Were you there?
We do have, yeah, I can't get into Twitter cause I don't remember the password.
Right. Oh, it sucks.
And I don't have it saved on this computer.
Why can't everything be biometric? I mean, then you never need passwords and then no one can ever hack you.
And I don't want to reset
your DNA.
I don't want to reset the password because then we'll have to change. I'll have to change all the devices.
Oh yeah. That sucks. That sucks a lot. God. Wait,
Hashtag first world problems.
That's right.
This is a story from Dead State.
Yes.
Ooh. In the wake of the recent arrest for the murder of his wife.
Damn!
Who disappeared a year ago, a guy named Barry.
Yeah.
Morphew.
Okay.
And we'll describe him as a middle-aged white guy.
Perfect, Pat. Perfect.
Has now been charged.
Yes.
With additional charges of submitting a 2020 presidential ballot in his dead wife's name after he killed her.
Well,
for
wanting
Donald John Trump. Wait, he wanted Trump to win.
So he killed her so he
could... No, not that he killed her because he killed her.
Right.
For whatever reasons. Okay. But he wanted to make sure he could help President Trump.
We're sure he didn't vote for Biden.
He says,
okay.
I know Suzanne was going to vote for Trump anyway, he said. Adding that he thought...
Well, he's got a point.
He was worried the Democrats were rigging the election, so I would just give Trump another vote.
Okay. So if you're looking at this from a civic standpoint, the murder, that is really bad, right? That is insurmountable. However, you know, he did vote. That is good. And then he made sure that his wife was able to vote.
When asked why he used his missing wife's name, he told them simply, I wanted Trump to win. So it's not foggy.
What charges is more serious? Is this election fraud or voting fraud?
Well he's white, so.
Nobody gives a shit. If you're black, voting fraud is a big deal. You go to jail for like 5 fucking years, right?
What state was this even that I'm looking at? Colorado.
You know,
Chaffee County, Colorado.
Right. It's a shame, I imagine, if anybody knows this person, people that were related to this person, you hear the story and they're like, why do you even care about the voter fraud angle? I don't give a shit. You know, this person's dead. Yeah, it's fucked up that he committed voter fraud, but it's really, you know, it's not my number one complaint.
Right. Well, and we know that the incidence of
what a crazy
I tweeted the story out and I said, you know, it's minuscule and it's basically significant or statistically insignificant, the amount of voter fraud, one here, two or three there, out of gazillions, millions and millions of votes, but they're all Republicans. Have we found one this election that hasn't been a Republican committing fraud?
No.
Trying to get Trump?
No.
Reelected?
No. Do you think, well, I think the murder is the problem in this story. Not so much the voting fraud.
Well, yes.
I mean, that's what I think.
I would think that's the far more egregious.
Right. I mean, had they voted for Biden, that would be different.
But again, it you know, kind of gives you the... who Trump people are vibe.
Well, this guy.
Somebody
okay.
who would kill his wife and then be like, well, I better make sure I get her vote in for Trump.
But this guy, we at least have to say that this guy is like, we'll call him extra Trumpy. I mean, they're not all like this. I mean, they're all
rather you know,
a
Trumpy.
Lot of this is heinous, but this is just extra spicy.
This
here,
is
boy.
pretty extra Trumpy.
Yeah, I mean, boy. God, there's nothing redeemable about this person.
No.
I have a lot of criticism for what happened, you know.
And speaking of irredeemable.
Yes.
Because I got blown away this weekend at Bob Evans's. Bob had this gentleman that he...
I got blown away at Bob Evans's.
Jeez. Who does like... Civil War reenactments, that kind of stuff. And he brought with him all of the different flags that were flown during...
No, we played this before, but the other part we didn't talk about, he's talking about the flags.
Well, the here. Civil War. Did you know that that was the cross of St. Andrew?
You know,
did you know that the Southern flag...
Which doesn't say matter.
I hope someone's in there with a ShamWow because, boy, these guys... I mean, they're having a grand old jizzy time talking about these flags, aren't they? Don't they love it? Listen to these guys.
So basically, the Dead State had a great headline. Christian minister, the Confederate flag has nothing to do with slavery. I know because a Civil War reenactor told me. And that's what it was. He said this guy's a Civil War reenactor.
For which side?
Oh, let's take a guess.
Well, which, I mean, no.
Which side that guy LARPs well, for.
No, you should be on the Union side, right? I mean, if you're a patriot. I mean, I know you're just playing, but still. Yeah. But are there any, is there anybody that, can I ask, is it,
you
is
can
it,
tell all the guys that are playing the Confederates, they got the tents in their pants.
Well, that's a good question, though. Are there anyone, is there anyone that plays Union soldiers?
Oh, yeah.
Who?
Well, the guys that are really into the Civil War reenacting.
It seems like those guys would be.
But I think
Southern.
The guys that are.
I'm sorry.
That are, the guys that are a little too eager to yeah. don the gray may. I'm bet, suggesting may have issues.
I bet.
And I'll bet there's a lot of, I killed you. Nuh-uh, you did not.
Hell, come here, motherfucker. I bet in the Civil War reenactment scene, the Confederate side, the Confederate reenactors, I bet that scene is a lot more quote-unquote lit than the Confederacy. I imagine they're very boring, but the Confederacy people, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know what's going on, but trafficking, not to generalize, meth. I don't know. We use Uzi instead of these muskets.
It's Dave crazy. Dobenmeyer. Again, I just had to play that again because it's Dave Dobenmeyer.
Look at this. It's the cross of Jesus on this Confederate flag. Squirt, squirt, squirt. Who gives a fuck, Dave? I mean, is that, how is that remarkable? The cross of Jesus. It's Jesus's flag right there on the Confederate flag.
Well, because then obviously the he's saying that the Confederate flag is not about racism. It's about Jesus.
Okay. Good point. Okay. Well, hey, listen, can people rewrite some history books to fix it, to make it the way Dave likes it then? Actually,
oh,
the history
I'm sure
books are,
would,
might be like that.
I'm
right
sure now. He would love to. That's what they're trying to do in the right, with, especially that 1619 project. They
Let me take
that.
A crack at it. Oh, they don't like that.
They hate that.
Let me take a crack at it.
We have other places in the news. Did you see this bullshit from Boebert?
Boebert.
I guess she was getting jelly of Marjorie Taylor Greene getting all the shit light of
there's plenty of that though
of being shined on
right.
her
right
because she's doing that tour now with Matt Gaetz, our representative from here.
Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Some people are like Walter Matthau, and some people are Jack Lemmon. You Walter just got to figure out who the fuck you are.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
You might want to pick a couple of more up-to-date actors.
Okay. Well, but they're the two superstars, right? On the the young superstars.
Some are Buster Keaton and about, some are
What about what you could say MJ and Pippin right there? The two
it's a little better.
Right. It could be like Boebert and Green.
There you go.
Do they like each other and hang out? I mean, do they get along?
I mean, I would assume they get along. I mean, we don't have any pictures of them scissoring or anything, yes. But they
they're friends. I
would assume, yeah, they're both lunatics.
Do other people? I mean, what is it like? Who hangs out with Marjorie Taylor Greene at work when she's at work in Congress? Doing
her staff full of assholes. Those were the guys that were, well, some of the hangers on. She wasn't even in Congress when she was on that video yelling and peeking through the mail slot of AOC's office door.
I mean, listen, hey, Marjorie, I don't know that Congress is supposed to be like Vikings. I am coming to the hallways. Speak to me, AOC. Are you challenging her or something? Is that what she wanted, to come down there and wrestle? Let's wrestle. Let's bait it. Let's wrestle.
Well, here's Marjorie on this Real America's Voice Network. God, a lot of these nutballs are heading over to whatever this Real America's Voice Network bullshit is.
I tell you what, this is the way you get the next presidential election. You vote blue, or somebody like Marjorie Taylor Greene is going to be Secretary of State.
I don't know the name of of the anchor here that she's speaking with. But this is Bobert speaking to one of the anchors on the America's Voice News.
Hell fucking yes.
You know, I'm really enjoying telling Speaker Pelosi to kiss my mask, though. Yesterday, Thomas Massey, Madison Cawthorn, Brian Mast, Beth Van Dyne, and several other colleagues joined me in refusing to wear a mask on the House floor. Thomas Massey and I both got warnings, and both of our letters ended up in the same exact place, ironically, the trash. Leftists won't even listen to the bureaucrats at the CDC.
Leftists won't even listen to the bureaucrats at the CDC.
But isn't it just the rules? I mean, you know, not to sound like a cunt, but it's the rules, man.
Well, yeah.
The rule is you have to wear a mask.
And they were going to fine them.
Yeah. I mean, you work somewhere and there are rules. And whether or not you agree that you need to wear the mask, just wear the fucking mask. And
it doesn't compute with them.
Who does Bobert think she is? Is she making the rules?
Well, yeah, her freedoms.
Well,
she's not going to wear her mask. She was all over Twitter and Instagram, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
With the pictures of her throwing her mask in the trash and that other asshole throwing his mask in the trash.
They probably want to open carry in Congress.
Here she is.
And it just goes to show that this party's follow the science slogan is a total joke. Just like this entire administration, just like the entire Democrat Party, they want to tell you to listen to science and listen to data and facts, but they haven't done that for more than a year. 2 weeks to slow the spread turned into communism really, really quickly. Now it's show me your papers. But don't forget, Gina.
Show me your papers is the COVID passports. That's what,
okay,
you know, all the buzzwords. She's hitting all the check boxes.
You know, if you lived on Mars, and before you went outside to go out, I don't know why you go out there, but before you went out there, you'd have to check in with the guy in charge of your spacesuit. See, I got a red light right here. That means my spacesuit's okay. Then I get to go out, right?
Yeah.
That doesn't mean, like, that's not fascism. That's not like, you know, papers, please. That's just something that you have to do to go to a certain place so you don't die.
Well, yes.
I mean, it's kind of like the same thing with these passports.
Yeah, okay.
We're trying not to be all... Fuck these people. God, you don't want to do shit about COVID, ever. Oh, my God.
They're children.
It's just... You think about this pandemic, so many people fucking died and you know, but yet so many people never did the right thing about this and they're just back to normal now.
Right. Kind of. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They live in America. So now we got tons of fucking vaccine.
More Bobert.
Yeah.
But they haven't done that for more than a year. 2 weeks to slow the spread turned into communism really, really quickly. Now it's show me your papers. But don't forget, Gina, Texas removed their mask mandate 2 months ago. And Sleepy Joe called it Neanderthal thinking. No, sir. Republicans are just following the science. And since removing the mask mandate 2 months ago, Texas has not reported a single COVID death, not one.
Texas has reported over 3,400 deaths.
Since that. Why is she so, okay, hold on a second.
Because who's going to hold her accountable?
Well, I'll tell you who. The journalist that she's talking to, I imagine. She will say, wait a second. Wait a second,
this does not continue on.
He doesn't?
No, this is the end of the clip.
Okay, do you think
that... Did I mention Real America's voice?
Real America.
Yeah,
that's real.
It's not what
Hey, you're thinking. She can't just say that there hasn't been a death when there's been 3,000.
She did.
Well, shit. I don't know.
I mean, not even pretending.
Hey, listen. Let's reach across. Let's try some bipartisanship. Let's see if we can work with
these. Yeah, let's work with these people.
They're gonna kill us. That's the thing. I think about it, like we want to see if we can do this in a bipartisan manner. They're the bad guys. They're the guys in the backyard with the chainsaw in the slasher movie.
Right.
They're the guy with the chainsaw and the hockey mask. Reach across the aisle.
That's Lauren Boebert, lying her stinking Jesus. Republican face off.
There hasn't been one single solitary COVID death, aside from 3,000.
400.
3,004 fucking hundred, Boebert.
I wish it would have gone on this clip a little bit more, because it would have been great to hear the anchor go, wow.
You don't think the anchor would have...
Yeah.
No, the anchor would have been, hold on a second. We just fact-checked that. That is not accurate. Actually.
Did I mention Real American News Network or whatever? I've already closed the browser.
Fucking who? Chris Hayes doesn't drop in out of nowhere.
Yeah. Chris Hayes being all sanctimonious.
Oh, yeah.
Who, and awesome.
But yeah.
It is from, there was something on Fox News. Texas reports zero COVID deaths 2 months after Biden slammed Neanderthal thinking.
Yeah.
The confusing headline makes it seem as there have been no deaths in Texas for 2 months, when in reality, the article says that for 1 day, Texas reported zero deaths.
But she said,
oh, Texas reports zero COVID deaths 2 months after Biden slammed Neanderthal thinking in 1 day. They had their first day of no deaths.
In 2 months.
Yes, and it's a shitty headline. And then Boebert and the other droolers leapt upon that.
Right.
Oh, look.
You're saying that
Texas hasn't had one single death.
Boebert misread it, right? Is that what happened? Please. God, you dirty motherfuckers. I mean, that's barely subtle, Boebert. Who the fuck voted for you? Who voted for Boebert? Who? Who would vote for her?
Some right-wing Colorado bullshit. Is she like Colorado Springs or whatever, maybe?
Oh, Jesus.
But she's a...
Boebert.
She got famous being a...
Yeah.
She owns a restaurant, right?
Right. And she flouted coronavirus restrictions in order for freedom, right? For freedom.
Not freedom.
For freedom, for super spreaders.
What a fucking asshole.
I mean, all these Republican guy, all these... By the way, I made a birthday meme for you. Did you see it?
Oh, no. Is it
It's on our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. It's a birthday wish.
Oh, well, thanks.
From a certain group of people.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. We'll have to...
Check it out on facebook.com/crabdiving.
When I can sign into Facebook on a different browser.
Yeah, comment on the picture.
Did you tweet it also? I can look at our Twitter.
Yeah, it's on our Twitter. Please send Pat a happy birthday
Sunday.
It's midnight. You have between now and Sunday to send Pat a birthday message. Or George Soros is going to send the black bands after you.
Oh my god. Oh, you've got stuff from VR chat in there. That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
You know.
Oh, wow. From all the horrible people you cover on Crab Diving. Yeah. That's great. Thank you. That's amazing.
Right.
Louie. Oh, Mike Pence.
Yes.
Lindsay.
Right. They're all white guys.
They're all
white guys. I know that's strange.
Batboy.
Right.
Louie Gohmert.
He's horrible.
Well, thank you. That's awesome.
Yes.
Okay, Shelby, get off my lap. Goddamn.
It's like it's Faithless Friday.
It is Faithless Friday.
You know, do you believe, doggy?
Does the dog believe?
Yeah, in a higher power kind of
thing.
I'm
leaning towards nine.
Hey, buddy. You believing in a God or what's up?
Matt Gaetz, you may have heard of him.
Yay! Yes.
New stuff.
Huh? New stuff?
Well new kind of.
What was
in the story? There's a new name.
Excuse me. Oh yes. Was there some story about him doing cocaine off a toilet or something?
Yes, that was last week.
Okay, I don't remember.
Yeah. Okay. I think or something like that.
I don't remember.
Yeah, he had a party and and
that's
and
a story, I guess.
Paying sex workers.
Yeah.
Text messages between Representative Matt Gaetz's wingman.
Yeah.
And a former Florida shock jock. So this is Greenberg.
Oh, my gosh.
And this radio host, right-wing dickbag shock jock, Big Joe Ellicott. I never heard of him, but I guess he's, I'm assuming he's here in Florida.
Big Joe.
Reveal how people with key information about an alleged underage sex ring were scrambling as the feds closed in.
Oh, shit.
And bolster the evidence in a growing scandal that could take down the congressman.
Wait, Matt Gaetz? Yes. I, what is going on? I mean,
so now they got texts between Greenberg.
Yes.
And the shock jock dude, Ellicott.
Right, right. Okay.
Greenberg was already under investigation when he had a private exchange with his one-time sports radio co-host.
Oh, shit.
Big Joe Ellicott.
Right.
In that exchange, conducted over the encrypted messaging app Signal and obtained by the Daily Beast. I don't know how they did that, but
yes.
Rock on.
Right.
Ellicott expressed fear that the others in their group of friends faced legal jeopardy for having sex with a 17-year-old girl.
Okay.
Ellicott wrote that a mutual friend, a woman who figures prominently in Greenberg's Venmo transactions, knew the name of the minor girl, right, was underage the whole time, had sex with her, and they both went to see other guys. That's the message in Signal.
Right.
Okay. Ellicott, who is Venmo friends with Gaetz.
Jesus, motherfuckers.
And a number of women in the alleged sex ring.
Is it? Is, I'm sorry. I
you
thought.
You gotta be careful with that Venmo shit.
But, yes.
Because it's the story. Actually, it was the Daily Beast also. Earlier this week was that they got into Joe Biden's private Venmo within 10 minutes. They were able to find it through just searching like public friends of friends kind of file thing.
I mean, you know, I don't know if you remember the movie Goodfellas.
They didn't crack into it, but they right. were able to locate
yeah.
the username yes. of his
yeah. That's
private
crazy.
Venmo.
You know Goodfellas, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, Paulie was so careful and he never talked directly on the phone. He had people relay message to him on his behalf via a payphone. I mean, and you know, if you were to say, hey, you have to pay people out now using an app on this thing where everything's tracked and it's also a social media platform, what kind of criminals do bad shit like this? I don't understand this. This doesn't make any sense. Did they think they were never going to get caught?
Yeah.
Like having some child sex networking bolt traffic thing? I mean, how did they think they weren't going to get caught?
Ellicott, Venmo friends with Gaetz and a number of the women in the sex ring, also acknowledged, quote, for other guys she brought blank along to see, that could be trafficking, using a nickname of the teen girl.
Okay.
The Daily Beast independently verified the young woman's identity, but is withholding her name.
Right.
Signal messages were set to disappear after 30 seconds, but Greenberg, as he did with vanishing communications between himself and Roger Stone, screenshotted the message.
Yep. He it's his get out of jail free card.
Look at all these vipers.
Right.
Also, I guess that's what happens on Signal. It vanishes after 30 seconds. What are you on about? There's nothing.
It's Friday, man. She's it's been a long week. She's ready to let loose. She's like, it's the final day of the podcast. I want a party.
There's nothing. You're going to go run on the beach tomorrow.
Yeah.
On Thursday, Politico reported that Ellicott was listed in a December 2020 grand jury subpoena issued to another person related to the ongoing sex trafficking investigation. According to the report, the subpoena also listed three other individuals. Greenberg, former Florida State Representative, listen to this name, Halsey Bashirs.
Halsey Bashirs? Wait, Halsey Bashir's
former Florida state rep.
Okay.
Who served with Gates while he was in the Florida legislature. And Gates himself.
Damn. I tell you.
On that subpoena.
Wow. It's, you know, it seems like Florida just needs a new government, you know? Somebody without these sex traffickers.
On Monday, Greenberg pleaded guilty to 6 felonies, including sex trafficking a minor. His plea agreement signed last week turns him into a government witness against other targets.
Oh, shit.
Of the ongoing investigation.
And we think that target is Matt.
Including Matt Gaetz.
Motherfucking Gaetz. Damn, Matt. What didn't you have going on? I mean, this guy had everything going on. But writing laws and doing things. And this guy is trafficking all these girls.
Gaetz, you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, he's way into the sex trafficking shit.
Not the tax collector.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or Greenberg or whatever the fuck he was. Right, tax, right. Tax something.
Yeah, but none of these guys are into their jobs.
No. But it says, there's also other witnesses.
Yeah. Jeez.
Potential witnesses who could turn against Gaetz. While Gaetz told Politico, he barely knew Ellicott. I don't know this shock jock guy. But according to the signal messages exchanged with Greenberg, Ellicott knew about Greenberg and others having sex with the then 17-year-old. He was so familiar with the situation, he expressed concern over a certain woman turning into a state's witness.
Wow. Who originally exposed Matt Gaetz and the tax collector with this? Was it QAnon or?
Yeah, I don't know. No.
Because this is supposed to be. But QAnon is into this
They're
shit.
Saying this is political and no. Sleepy Joe is the real pedophile.
Right. Yes. He engineered the whole thing. It's a Blazing Saddles maneuver.
The text messages also support a key detail in the plea agreement. After his arrest in June 2020, Greenberg tried to communicate with the minor through a back channel, an attempt at making sure their stories would line up according to the plea agreement that he signed. So he admitted he did that.
Yeah. What is that, conspiracy, or is that like...
I guess, yeah.
It is illegal, though.
In the Signal conversation, Greenberg and Ellicott also discussed what an intermediary told them federal investigators had asked the former teenager in an interview.
What was their story going to be, though? I mean, what in the fuck would explain all the Venmo activity that you can just fucking see?
Well, Greenberg and Ellicott went over explanations for payments that had been flagged in the interview,
okay,
including a $150 Venmo transaction for, quote, shoes.
Okay. Well, it was shoes then.
So we're going to have to explain these.
Shoes. Wasn't there one that was ass? It was literally ass?
Yeah, I think there was. Yeah, somebody. That might have been one of Gaetz's.
We were joking. Have you ever joked about ass? Very funny.
Hookers.
I'm the funniest sex trafficker you're ever going to meet. And really, Florida, you motherfuckers, like, very poor judgment. Very, very poor judgment, First District. You elected Matt Gaetz. I can tell you he was creepy just by listening to the motherfucker. I'm sorry. Bad, bad, bad instincts.
Ellicott was a groomsman at Greenberg's wedding in 2016. They also co-hosted sports talk radio shows and frequently went fishing together at sea.
That doesn't mean he knows Matt Gaetz.
The year that Greenberg took office, Ellicott became his right-hand man as the assistant deputy tax collector.
Right.
So he hired his buddy.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
When he became tax collector.
So that, are you saying the ethics there are questionable?
Well, no, you can hire your friends, I guess. Yeah. You know, if you have that ability.
Yeah.
It was there that Ellicott, shock jock, racked up nearly $16,000 of charges on his taxpayer-funded American Express card, which were later deemed suspicious.
Yeah?
According to an outside financial audit.
$16,000?
Right, because don't forget, Greenberg was accused of embezzling money from that office also.
Right.
In that audit, outside forensic accountants flagged more than $1,000. Oh, you need water? More than $1,000 Ellicott spent on shirts from Casual Male XL.
It's always that.
Thank you. They also questioned more than $5,000 he spent on taxpayer money for hardware, tools, and knives, for which the tax office's chief financial officer suspected that Ellicott diverted for his own purposes. They think, he had his own store. The tax office CFO said, "We believe these are items for his personal store in Maitland, Florida." I don't know where that is. Maitland. Have you heard of Maitland? M-A-I-T. Thank you for getting the water for the brat.
Yeah, Maitland, Florida is like, I think that's in the middle of nowhere. You can marry an alligator there if you want.
He owns a store called Uncle Joe's Coins, Bullion, and Collectibles.
Hell yeah, you get it. You get a Mickey Mouse in a Confederate dress there.
A small shop that at one time doubled as a federally licensed firearms dealer called Uncle Joe's Guns.
Okay, that sounds like fun.
An accountant who conducted this forensic audit of that office said, "Why would a tax collector need a bunch of knives? It was one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen." So they think he bought the shit and then sold it at Uncle Joe's Coins, Bullions, and Collectibles.
So he just flipped it.
Why is he buying all this shit?
Well, again, I will tell you, in Florida, why is someone buying a bunch of knives? Because everyone,
tax collector.
I don't give a fuck who you are. Everyone has knives here. They all have knives. And not like fun whittling knives. Stabby, stabby knives. What is he? I mean, everybody has fuck tons of guns and lots of fucking knives. They love that shit.
Yeah.
People love that shit here. If you go to a flea market in Florida, there's like, I don't know why this is. There's tables and tables and tables of butterfly knives. You know what that is? It's a knife that does all kind of weird shit when you...
Sure. You know. It's got two hinges on the... two separate handles.
It's perfect. You're stabbing. You get butterfly knife at a flea market. You can get switchblades. You can get all kinds of fucking knives.
One of the people that worked at the agency said that Ellicott would be at his shop while he was still on the clock at the tax office.
Wow.
A half hour drive away. She said he was scheduled to work all day shifts, but would regularly arrive around 10 a.m. and leave by 2.
What is his shop?
And take a lunch break.
Excuse me. What is his shop again? What is he fucking?
The tax collectors of that county, Seminole County.
Yeah. But at his shop, though, you said he was at his...
His store that sold collectibles.
God.
And used to sell guns.
Why are you the tax collector then, dude, if you don't want to do
it? He's Greenberg's buddy.
Oh, yeah. Who got him the job.
Right.
So he just got him a no-show job.
Right.
Yeah. That seems bad.
And he was always protected, they said.
I'm just trying to find something positive about this team that we're talking about.
Well, Ellicott was also accused of repeatedly sexually harassing a female employee.
God, who are these monsters? They're Republicans.
Three people familiar with the harassment said Ellicott continued the behavior despite repeated warnings, as his best friend remained the head of the agency. The county eventually had to pay the woman a $40,000 settlement.
So wait a second. This is a tax collector's office that this shit is happening. And this is a guy, some dude that's hired because his friend is the tax collector. Hired this guy who's a huge problem.
Yeah.
The tax collector office, I didn't know things were so exciting at the tax collector office.
When the tax agency bought a brand new $49,000 black Chevy Silverado pickup truck in 2017, it quickly became Ellicott's personal vehicle.
Okay.
He used it extensively. Right. Although the rules limited its use to inter-office travel on official government business, the truck's odometer showed it drove 77,000 miles.
Well,
while Ellicott was using it.
Where are the offices? I mean, God. Is anybody doing anything to help this? This state is sinking into the Gulf. And you know, we have this story about corruption and this is all over this state, right? I mean, it must be.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't it be?
Why wouldn't it be?
I saw a story about Miami realtors like constantly lie to people about climate change and shit. Or they don't, you know, they don't really paint the whole picture of where they're moving, where they're selling these homes.
Oh, yeah.
In regards to, like, I don't know, the water that's coming.
I saw a clip from a golf course of a guy that hit the ball and it landed near a water trap. And he decided to leave it because it landed underneath the arm of a giant gator that was laying there next to another giant gator.
Oh, hell yeah.
He's like, I think I might take a mulligan on this one.
You know, there's one gator. There's always more. And I always feel like when that gator is looking at you, is there one like that's flanking? Do they hunt in pairs or are they solo hunters?
I don't know.
Do they hunt in packs, like, strategically?
I really don't know.
It's nothing more terrifying.
I wouldn't think so.
About having to walk or swim through a swamp and there's all these snakes and fucking gators, man. Ugh, God. It's just, you got to be careful in Florida. You got to be very careful what we're learning here with the people. They sex traffic. They assault. They abuse. They shoot. They stab. They murder. But my God, the nature here. The plants are just the fucking same. They're all sharp. They stab. They hurt.
Yeah, a lot of bugs.
Same with the bugs. Absolutely. They stab. They hurt. And so do the animals. They stab.
So do the people.
Oh, the stab. They hurt all the time.
Florida man.
He stabs. He hurts.
And strike and strike and strike and strike and strike.
He plays the lottery.
Faithless Friday, everybody.
Jeebus.
By the way, I did buy a lottery ticket because it's over $500 million. They draw it tonight.
Oh, my God.
If I do win, I'm letting everyone know I may take a day or two off of the show.
Do we know anybody down there at the office?
I may figure out a way how to do the show from Paris.
Or from,
Paris is a little crazy right now with protests, too.
Right. New Zealand.
Where would I go?
New Zealand, they have no COVID. They have no snakes.
I might just like buy a place somewhere in the Highlands.
Right.
Of Scotland for summer.
Yeah. I like the idea of living in England, in the UK. Then I could perfect my dialect. I think I want to live there and then sound British and then have people shit on me for sounding British.
I think I could definitely pull a Madonna.
Yeah.
I could definitely live in London.
Hello. I was in London for 1 hour on VR. I'm a Bobby.
Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yay.
Here's a story.
Right.
That we got here. God, there's some really weird shit going on.
I just got a DM from Jesus, and he just wanted me to let everybody know that's listening to stop praying. He's tired. He's
blah,
drunk.
Blah,
He's
blah.
Fucked up.
Well, and I'm sure people are praying for really important stuff.
Right. Notre Dame to win.
There is a story. I don't know why everything's locking up over here.
Right.
Having probs. We have a follow-up.
Crab diving follow-up.
To the story that Jeff Bezos is now auctioning off.
Oh, okay. His virginity.
The seats on a flight through space that is going to last a whole 11 minutes. In orbit.
And then what? Ah, give me the fuck out of this fucking plane.
The highest bid, and this was yesterday, so it's probably even higher, for the Blue Origin New Shepard rocket ride.
Yes.
Is currently around $3 million for an 11-minute trip to space.
I mean, man, are people buying this? Is that real? Come on.
The highest bid for a ticket is, it's an auction. for rich assholes. And it's already at 3 million.
Yeah.
For 11
right
minutes.
I mean, I maybe you,
6 seats.
Are you allowed to pay for it by wearing like a jumpsuit with
a sponsor, like a Red Bull, yeah. like a Red Bull shirt. Flesh I mean, if you can make that money, sure.
Skrogod.
They're auctioning off 6 seats on the New Shepard for an 11-minute trip scheduled to blast off July the 20th, which is set to be the company's first space tourism flight.
Don't you want to at least wait until there's... Who wants to be first, though? See...
As of yesterday, they had over 5,200 applicants across 136 countries bidding for tickets.
You know, there's a lot of reasons in life to do things first. There's so many reasons. You know, because the risk of being the first, the rewards are so great. But the reward has to be so great that the risk isn't so horrible. But here, the risk is bigly. Huge risk.
Yeah.
And to me, the risk would lessen the more of these fucking trips people have. Why do you have to be on the first one? What's wrong with you? Can't you wait?
I don't think they give a shit.
But don't you want to be on the second one? At least the second one, maybe. Let me work out. See, you want to work out the kinks. I don't know. Working out the kinks in space, I mean, we worked out the kinks, so your right eyeball isn't going to melt.
He's gonna make a little money on that venture.
Sorry, a spleen burst. We weren't expecting that one.
6 seats at 3 million is 18 million.
Is that a profit with that fucking thing?
I think not.
Really?
Who knows how much it costs? Well, I don't think it costs hundreds of millions.
You have to sign a waiver.
Oh, I'm assuming. And I'm sure your life insurance company is gonna want to talk to you.
Man, I tell you what, you know, if there's somebody that wants to do this, you have to have him knocked out and then have him wake up and think they did it and then say, oh my God, that was a great, or put them in a, they have all these things that makes you feel like you're going in space, you know, so you could do that instead of really doing it, where you could explode. I mean, there's so many things that can happen in space, man.
Faithless Friday, y'all.
What about all that sky, that space junk that's just flying around up there?
Yeah, that's an issue.
Yeah, you get hit the fucking...
And somebody's probably going to start to make a lot of money trying to figure out a way to clean that shit up.
You got to burn it. I don't know.
Okay. How does one do that to metal?
Let me Google. I don't know. Siri, how does one burn metal in space?
This is a Christian megachurch story. Teenagers pitted against each other during fight nights.
God.
Staged by a youth pastor running a Christian leadership training program.
A fucking course! An abusive wacko thinking he's working in the name of God and everybody's crazy and it's fight night?
Boot camps, they called them. Where trainees learn the way of the cross by exercising until they vomit or soil themselves and by hefting heavy logs on their shoulders through the sweltering summer heat.
Guys, I keep telling you that these youth pastors and all of this shit, you really need to have a look at before, you know, your kids on Wednesday night, what'd you do tonight? Oh, I puked all over the place and ran up a hill. I'm learning the ways of the cross. It's very fucked up.
Participants who are black or suspected of being gay were taunted with racist and homophobic slurs. Female interns were fat shamed. Those what? Are just some of the alleged abuses that were described by more than a half dozen people who took part in the 220i. I don't know what that means. Oh, they explain.
The invitation?
Leadership program at Bethany Church.
Yay.
Based in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Oh, my God. It's right down the fucking street.
Almost neighbors, a couple hours away from us here.
Hell yeah, motherfucker. Fuck yeah.
they ran this program from 2005 to 2013. Eight years of abusing children.
This sounds very bad.
The program promised to turn their participants, which they referred to as interns, into minister material.
Why are they racist and why are they homophobic? What's up with that shit?
And they would provide them with marketable skills like media production.
Oh, thank you. Media, you're going to teach me how to code, but you're going to call me the N-word all day and then beat me. Oh, okay. Thank you. Jesus, guys.
The NBC News reached out after the church's current lead pastor, Jonathan Stockstill, posted an apology on his Facebook page for the painful experiences many of the 500 or so young Christians endured in the program.
Oh, my God. 500. In how many years? Like 7 years, 05 to 13 or something like that.
No, I don't know if this guy was involved. He's the current pastor. But he wrote, while there was some positive fruit that came from that ministry, there were also leadership and cultural flaws that led to painful experiences for many.
Wow.
It's Louisiana. It's obvious to me now that the current leadership at Bethany Church that we significantly missed the mark in that program in many ways.
You missed the mark?
You missed the mark.
Hey, listen, I know you're teaching Christianity, but I noticed over here you're calling someone the N-word, you're beating somebody else, you're being homophobic towards this other person, and very violent just across the board. I think you're missing the mark with this whole evangelical shit between you and me.
So some spoke to NBC.
Missing the mark.
Some of these former interns spoke to NBC on the record, but others used fake names because they're afraid. They still live in the area and they're afraid of retaliation from this powerful mega church, which has thousands of members.
Holy fucking shit. Isn't this when the government comes in and says, hey, you don't have anything to worry about. We're going to take care of this fucking mega church. You don't have to be scared of this fucking mega church.
Jeez. Founded by... one of the other, I skipped a bit. I should probably.
God, this is a nightmare.
The former interns, they said the ringleader was his older brother, the pastor's older brother, Joel, who tormented the interns with the help of aides known as second years.
Oh, God, everything's creepy.
As well as Joel's late wife, Amy, and his current wife, Amy.
You Jesus people.
He's got something about this name, Amy.
Please. Yes, it's that. What's up with you, this whole thing about Amy? And what's up with this cult you got going on here?
Once in love with Amy. Founded by the Stockstill brothers' grandfather, Roy, in 1963.
Right.
The non-denominational Bethany Church grew from having Sunday services in the living room of the family home into one of the biggest mega churches in the country.
Sounds like I bet it was a nightmare all the way to the top for people. A mega church.
It has more. Oh my God. 8,000 members.
They have an espresso bar
spread across 5 campuses in Louisiana. And they're opening another new one in New Orleans.
What's the amenities? Does it have the amenities of what is available?
They run a TV ministry, and they support missions at home and abroad. Ooh. They send indoctrinators.
Okay. Well, if I'm a member of that church, can I go to the gym? Or do I have to pay?
I don't know.
There is a gym there. There must be. What restaurants? What's the food net? What's the food court like? Because
a lot of the people that were abused are saying it's just damage control from this current pastor.
Right.
He's like, well, a lot of good things happened. Well, came out of that.
They're worried about being intimidated. And it sounds like, I mean, so what is this? Is this an organization that's used to abuse children, and when they want to get away from it, what do? Intimidate? Like threaten them or something?
One of the victims said, God-fearing teenagers like him who were raised in ultra-conservative churches were easy prey. It was a cult mentality, he said, adding that for them, the biggest punishment was being expelled from the program
because then essentially you would just be essentially excommunicated.
Oh, okay. So excommunicated from the church.
So the biggest punishment, they would endure all this horrible shit because they were worried that they'd get kicked out. And then basically excommunicated.
Meaning you would be free of these people, but, you know, they're radicalized or something. Oh, God.
Bethany Church marketed the 220i ministry to other churches, drawing participants from across the United States and from other countries as far away as Malaysia. The interns lived at the church in a dormitory type setting for the duration of the 10-month program.
Jesus Christ. So these,
and they're training allegedly ministers,
right,
by having them carry trees.
What kind of minister would you like to be? I would like to carry a dogwood.
And it cost $5,000.
We are going to pay you $5,000. Yeah, what kind of tree? It's any tree you want for $5,000. You can carry it, then you're a minister. And you can start raping.
Not including food, travel, or living expenses.
Shut the fuck up. You got to pay for that dorm? You're not giving me a sandwich and a juice box. Just the tree, motherfucker. Just the tree, and now you're a minister.
The leaders of the church talked about crushing you to make you into a true Christian. Oh, right. You know they masturbated in the background at all these young people suffering.
Who knows what they did?
Oh, true.
With these people in the background.
You must get pink eye for the Lord.
Ooh. It's just, it's in a camp. All of this is a horror story, right? They lived in a dormitory for, you're going to be in this horror story for 10 fucking months.
And brainwashing.
Yeah.
You subject people to physical torture.
Yeah.
And they literally brainwashed him.
If anybody listening to the Crab Diving Podcast has enrolled their children to go to this hellscape of a camp, whatever the fuck this is, I would encourage you to cancel, correct?
One victim said, I felt great at the time, recalling how her program began with a pizza party that quickly turned terrifying when they embarked on a midnight march through chigger-infested woods while blindfolded. I thought, I'm doing this great thing for God. I'm purifying myself. I'm miserable, but I'm cleaning everything impure out. It took me many more years before I started thinking that this was not right.
And you come out of there with these rashes and stuff. What a horror. There's little bugs.
Tell me again how great religion is for people.
Well, it's really not. And this is a negative story about religion.
The name 220 came from Galatians 2:20.
Oh my God.
Which they all had to memorize during the boot camps.
Yay.
The emphasis of the verse was placed on, it is no longer I who lives. The verse was misinterpreted to control us and our will. In 220i, the lowercase I denoted that we are not worthy of being called uppercase I, that we don't exist anymore. It was like self-flagellation. The ideology set us up for mind control.
You know, with the Bible, the thing with the Bible is it was translated by these monks and stuff. And every once in a while, these monks, they got to take a break and rape somebody. And then they come back and they translate some more. I mean, these guys are probably drunk and high and fucked up, and I'm sure they missed a word or two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, don't you think the Padres might have missed a couple of, like, letters in the Bible? I mean, there could have been
errors. Of course there were transcription errors and translation errors.
You get all the way to the end, you fuck a word up, you're like, I'm not writing this page again. No.
They didn't say thou shalt not sleep with the man.
Right.
Well, they said go ahead.
Yeah, rock they said go on. Ahead and rape. Right.
They also there's a recipe for an abortion. Herbs or something in the Bible.
Jeez, boy, it's just such a great resource.
They you could only graduate from the internship at 10 months if they deemed that you were submitted and loyal enough to them. You were required to go through an exit interview, during which time Joel, Amy, or his youth staff pastors would tell you what God's plans were for you upon leaving. If you planned to go to college and they did not agree, they would tell you that's not in God's plan for you.
Oh, shit. We want you to stay here at the dormitories because we want to continue to abuse you. We don't want you to go away. What a nightmare.
So almost nobody protested when they were forced to pray for hours or endure punishing physical abuses in the name of God.
This is I don't mean
this
to
is textbook cult shit.
Oh yeah, this is fucking nutballs. This is nuts.
They also isolated them from their families. Another another example of cultish behavior.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They made us cut ties with our families and our parents, disregarding their authority in our lives, telling us that she and Joel were now the authority leaders.
Well, you know, man, this is very Trumpy, right? Because I'm sure there are people that got bigly Trumpy and they had some family members that felt like they were brainwashed.
Yeah.
I mean, this MAGA thing is similar, right?
Oh, my God. I lived in a 4-bedroom house with 21 girls. We had 2 bathrooms only. Only 1 kitchen, 1 laundry room. The house's AC was broken down in the summer in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
What house of horrors is this?
And they never fixed it. We were constantly sick of the close quarters and how old and moldy the house was.
God.
There was no privacy. They were monitored by house moms, only slightly older than them, who would punish them for minor infractions like talking to a boy.
Jesus.
They would punish them by making them scrub floors or do other menial labor.
Right. What a camp.
Things were worse for the male interns, especially the black male interns, who were relegated to the filthiest rooms in the dorms the church used.
Yeah. Boy, I tell you, this. I'm saying this religion needs to be shut down. You know, Jesus, have you... Hey, Jesus, are you checking on what's going on with your people? Because some of this shit is out of control, motherfucker. What is this religion? What is this church?
Some Christian.
Some Christian shit in...
Non-denominational Christian.
In Maitland, Florida, please. When you, I don't know what you're doing up there, but have a look. You might... I don't know.
They basically separated all the black male interns onto one floor.
Yeah.
Everyone else is on a different floor.
It sounds like you're reading a story from 1960.
This is crazy, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it really is crazy.
By day, they had to take part in boot camp where they had to perform calisthenics, run, and sometimes dig trenches in stifling heat for hours in a field. What was then the Stockstill family home on Oak Bend Drive.
Right.
Joel Stockstill personally supervised many of the grueling workouts. Ooh.
Oh my God.
Listen to this. Often while riding on a Segway. Oh my God. What a spectacular asshole.
You people are fucking psychos. God, I would be like, if that motherfucker.
You better be working those muscles, boy. I better see sweat rolling down those.
If you are oppressing people from a Segway, I guarantee you, God, I'd be like, give me one fucking second. I'm going to fuck you up. God, I that would make me nuts. The guy on the Segway, God, dude, motherfucker.
This is like something that would be written in Hollywood.
This would be in a Christopher Guest movie.
Oh, my God.
You can't put Nazis on Segways.
He would make the exhausted interns recite scripture. Anyone who got the verses wrong would be targeted.
Targeted?
She said, at times he and his brothers and friends would drive by on golf carts and shoot paintball guns at the interns.
Hey, these motherfuckers are torturing us from auxiliary vehicles, from Segways, from golf carts.
We're laughing because it's so ludicrous that this could even happen in 21st century, in 18th century America.
They shot us with BB guns from riding lawnmowers.
Oh my Christ.
Little zip scooters. God, these people suck. From a Segway. You can't oppress people from a Segway and not think that your justice will be not found. I mean, my God, My God.
We were running and not being given enough water. Lunch was often a can of tuna and crackers washed down with warm water, and the bugs were relentless. This one intern said she had 4 knee surgeries right before she entered, in the months before she entered the program, and that they knew she couldn't do really strenuous exercise. They didn't care.
So how long did this place exist? You said it was like 2000.
8 years.
That this is crazy. I'm sorry. If I'm Biden right now, I put an executive order out, and I don't know what I do, but I am having a look at these youth pastors, everything that's going on, because this is crazy. We need to figure this out.
My main memory is just being in pain from my surgery and literally standing in a fire ant hill with fire ants crawling up my body.
Come on! This is church camp, right? I mean, am I missing what this is supposed to be? Is this like church camp where what? You're supposed to learn how to be a pastor.
One intern who is now openly gay said male interns who were thought to be homosexual were targeted for torment. He said one day he remembers when the interns were ordered into a pool made to tread water for hours as part of a workout. Some of the program's leaders zeroed in on one teenager who had displayed, quote, less traditionally viewed masculine behaviors.
And so what, genius? You're going to drown him? I mean, I really, what is
this? Quote, they would be calling him faggot, and they were spraying water from a hose into his mouth while he was trying to tread water.
Oh, my God. Everyone involved in this has to be found, and this is insane.
Former intern said Joel Stockstill and his aides would openly use the N-word and belittled black interns as thugs.
Is Batman? Hi, Batman or Dexter. This is better for Dexter. Dexter, you're going to have to bring a big roll of plastic over to this place. I'm so sorry. Please.
We don't advocate.
I don't advocate, but
at all. Violence.
No, not at all. But Dexter, I'm just saying this thing going on. You might want to look up. It's none of my business, but these people are heinous. I mean, God.
In addition to the grueling workouts, the dog just knocked my microphone down.
Right.
In addition to the grueling workouts, interns had fight nights. Where they
fight, you don't need fight Shelby. Nights here. Everything is fight. Where it's they would be fight here.
Pitted against each other. What the fuck is going on with these Christians?
They are crazy. Who cares? Who cares? They're fucking abusive and nuts. People have to, the government has to protect children from people like this. There needs to be some reason. This shouldn't have happened for 8 years, man. I mean,
one former intern said there were 2 different fight nights. One was for the guys.
Okay.
And they really pumped it up. I mean, this is like the thing to do whether you wanted to fight or not.
Okay.
The bouts often ended with one of the combatants badly beaten and bloodied. A lot of the time they would pit somebody who was like a really small kid against somebody that was really big. Just like a hyper-toxic view of masculinity being important.
Jesus.
And a vital part of Christianity. Look at that big kid beat the shit out of that little pissy kid.
You know, this
like Jesus would have loved.
You know, if you were trying Christianity right now and your point was you're suing to get it rid of off the planet because it's a scourge, this would be a good starting place. Because this is crazy.
The female interns were also forced to fight.
Why? Could we not have movie night? Could you not do something? Why fight? Because these people are fucking abusive, sadistic motherfuckers.
One night they were taken to a hill on nearby Louisiana State University campus and told to form a line. And they, quote, and they had the guys and girls just fight. It didn't matter. There were no rules.
Holy shit.
Everybody fight each other.
Okay. Yay. Right.
The church leaders picked either interns or youth members to fight each other as they spectated in order to prove who was the most manly.
Where did the fights happen? Like in a parking lot?
People were mocked with different names such as being weak or a fag if they lost.
Oh, wow. This is, again, this is fellowship at whatever church this is.
The church is denying those allegations. There were no fight nights. This is a false. This is a false claim.
Well, you know, honestly, based on this whole story, I might have a problem. I might not say. I don't know if there were fight nights. The whole thing seemed like very violent in a fight. I mean,
oh my God! They were also forced to participate in marathon praying sessions at night, especially in 2007 and 8 when Amy Stockstill, the first Amy, was battling cancer. Linville, one of the interns, said they were made to take part in 24-hour prayer nights for her recovery, and when she died, they were blamed.
I
quote, "You guys didn't have enough faith for her to be healed."
Yeah,
they were told.
Right. Well, I don't know. You know, this is crazy. This is Florida.
Amy number two, when he remarried, would police our clothing, our hair, or makeup, even our weight. Every week, she checked our BMI, body mass index.
Jesus! Hey!
And if you were above a certain BMI, you got called out publicly and put on restricted diets. There are girls that are still suffering from eating disorders because of this.
You got to start wondering it. They, these people were all housed. How many people at once did they say, or is it
21 in one house
in a 10-month period, right?
For 10 months.
Oh my God. Was there no neighbors that ever noticed crazy shit going on over 8 fucking
but
years?
Jesus.
Who never said like, hey.
Did I mention Baton Rouge, Louisiana?
Are they in the middle of nowhere or something? They might Nobody's be. Like, hey, I noticed it's weird, but these kids are out in the backyard getting beaten by these lunatics.
Amy 2.0 would tell the female interns to be fat meant that you had sin in your life.
Oh my God.
She also forced the black interns to, quote, succumb to whiteness by relaxing their hair, and you need to conform to white beauty standards.
Right. Does anybody take 5 minutes off to let anyone just sit there and not be oppressed for 5 fucking seconds? You spent the whole day being oppressed and beaten, and now somebody's like, now I'm going to straighten your fucking hair.
You think this can't get creepier?
Yeah.
There was a scheduled date night.
Oh, God.
And you had to go on a date, or you were shamed and called in for discipline. But after the dates, the girls were then interrogated by Amy, and the boys were interrogated by Joel to assess whether or not there had been any sins or had been tempted, any temptations while on the dates. Tell me, did you look at her supple breasts heaving with every breath she took? Did you get hard in your pants? Boy, hold on a second. I want you to confess.
These people needed to be locked the fuck up.
Hold on. So, I'm going to put on some Barry White in the background while you relay your...
Tennessee Williams wouldn't have written this shit. You know what I mean? It's too-
when I read this, I was like, you've so got to be fucking kidding me.
Honestly. And it seems relentless. Like, and how could all of this, these things go on right under your fucking nose? I mean, did QAnon not alert anyone in Texas? In Florida.
The interns were pressured by program leadership into pitching in to buy extravagant gifts for Joel and Amy on their birthdays, like a $500 gift card to Anthropology for her, or courtside seats to a Lakers game for him. Meanwhile, they were both driving Escalades, had a penthouse in West Palm Beach, and wore designer clothing.
Meanwhile, everybody else is handcuffed in a room telling a counselor, explaining that you really weren't attracted to anyone on this torture date you went on.
And the one guy's driving around in a Segway with a special shelf to hold his boner.
If this was a movie, and it's not, but if it were... There has to be a scene in the movie where Segway guy is handled. There has to be justice. There has to be justice for this. I don't care. There has these people. Fuck them. Oh, my God. God.
The story doesn't say where these people went. I mean, like, where are they now? It's a new leadership, but
A new leader? No, no. This organization still
exists.
Is it in the same way?
Well, no. I don't think they're having the boot camps anymore.
Why do they still exist? At what point does the state of Florida say, hey, boy, you're not going to exist anymore because you're fucked. You're nuts. God, somebody should sue the fuck out of Jesus for this. That's what I would do. Right up the fucking ladder. It's your fault. This is your shit. This is your pyramid scheme, you motherfucker. And some guy in some weird church decided to have, I don't know, like fight night, rape night.
Oh, no, it is still the current pastor. But his brother Joel was the one who was riding around on the Segway.
But so they still exist. They're still...
Well, yeah, he's still running the church, the mega church.
Are there still people staying in these dorms?
No, they're not. It doesn't appear that they're doing the boot camps anymore.
Okay,
but,
good.
But the church still bigly exists.
It really, you know, not to nitpick, but I don't think it should. I don't think anything associated with this shit should.
And they've got a new one opening up in New Orleans.
A new church?
New Orleans campus.
A campus?
Bethany Church.
A fucking campus?
Coming June 2021. Bethany Church is a place full of life, excitement, and the transforming presence of God. Our worship is energetic and passionate. Yeah, apparently.
No shit.
We teach from the Bible in a powerful yet practical way. We love others compassionately. Ooh. We value family and provide fun, safe, and life-giving atmospheres for the next generation.
I have some pushback there. I don't know about that. I don't know. Everyone, if your parents are into this mega church, just head for the hills. Get the fuck out of there. This is Bad News Bears.
Amazing.
There's a guy on a Segway chasing you around all afternoon, yelling at you. Hi, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to tread water in this pool without drowning because I want my warm can of tuna and water. But at the end of it, I'll be enlightened and I'll be a pastor and I won't be, everything will be fine. Is that correct?
Well, I guess so. I guess they created a whole bunch of pastors, they think. So there you go.
Yeah.
For Faithless Friday, our featured story.
God, welcome to The Handmaid's Tale. I mean, these people are fucking crazy.
It just kept going on and on.
Yeah, it's just like wouldn't end.
What?
If you're super involved with the church, your church, you need to check yourself before you wreck yourself, before you're involved in something like this. You really should. Just have a check and say, hey, Ryan, am I involved in a cult right now? Ryan, is there someone in a van taking people back and forth? Are there kids in the basement being tortured at fight night? If you see something, say something, especially at these fucking churches. And don't tell the fucking pastors. If you see something creepy, go to the fucking cops. I guess. Unless they're in on it.
Yeah, Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
All we know about that, I got a season pass. Some shit.
I got both my kids enrolled in that program.
Oh, yes, they're gonna graduate pastors. What a great culture we have.
It's fascinating, one could say.
You know, instead of spending all this time to organize hate night. There's so many other things these people could have involved in the community to help, or some other, they could pursue an art.
Yeah.
Learn how to play guitar. I mean, there's so many things you could do that's not this. Is that why this guy learned to get on a Segway? He's like, you know, this is so weird, but the easiest way for me to chase these kids and beat them at the same time is from a Segway. How did he figure that out? I mean, that's the thing. It's like, when did the Segway come into play? Somebody got it for him for Christmas. And these poor kids are like, no.
At some point, he was like, I'm not getting around to abuse these kids enough. I need something a little faster. And I'm sweating from walking back and forth so much.
You fucking asshole. You lazy fucking asshole. You are going to beat someone. Don't walk over to him and beat him. Don't use a Segway, you motherfucker. Don't use a Segway. God, that's just... It makes you so much worse. I don't know why. It just does.
We got to
shame.
Move along here. I've got a couple more stories. We only got a few more minutes left.
Oh, that fucking Segway gap. Motherfucker.
I know. That was that amazing.
Shit, fuck him, man. God damn.
The kids are suffering and toiling.
Look out for potholes.
And there's
dickhead.
An asshole riding a Segway. Yeah.
What, so what happens? Does somebody clip his brake cables or something like that? Fuck him.
We got to move on. The CDC today issued an advisory about apparently there's an outbreak of salmonella.
Oh, great.
Among people. The quote from the CDC: do not kiss or snuggle backyard poultry, and do not eat or drink around them.
Okay. Oh, this guy over here. Can you?
Our neighbor, not too far away, has a gaggle, a flock, a murder of turkeys.
Excuse me. I have, you know, I went to school in the school system of Georgia mostly. So I just want to clarify something. You said snuggle. Don't snuggle with a turkey.
This is from the CDC.
Who's doing
Do
this?
Not kiss or snuggle backyard poultry.
People love their
Who's
fucking
chasing
chicken?
Down their chickens and kissing
Dale
them.
Over I there. Mean, Dale with the turkeys.
I approve of affection for the poor critters. If you're planning on axing them
fucking,
later,
yeah, you have
I approve
chicken.
Of them being treated well.
Get a fucking shower immediately.
There's been 163 cases of salmonella from people handling backyard poultry.
Quit it. God, you know, man, I know so many fucking people with chickens. I really do.
I do, too. I know a couple of people. Yeah.
So for our
I know
friends,
a guy in Chicago who has chickens, has had for a long time, supplies his whole family with
okay,
eggs.
Okay, so if this guy, I know him, too. He's a great guy. So if you're listening, you know who you are. Read up and wash your hands before and after. Well, just after, mainly, fucking with these chickens, okay? Do the eggs have salmonella, too?
I don't know that.
I mean, you obviously, you don't need to wash the eggs before you crack them, right? I mean, because...
Don't kiss or snuggle backyard poultry. Don't eat or drink around them. This can spread salmonella germs to your mouth and make you sick.
I wanted to have a scotch with my bird. I can't.
Kids make up one-third of the cases, so kids are running out and snuggling the birds.
Get a different fucking pet for your child. Okay.
More cases are probably out there, but were probably unreported because few people are tested.
Yeah. He's walking around with this
when
shit.
When they have fever, stomach cramps, and diarrhea.
You know, I'm making a mental note of everyone I know that has chickens, and I'm just going to say, I don't know.
Don't let children younger than 5 touch chicks, ducklings, or other backyard poultry. Young children are more likely to get sick from germs like salmonella.
Right. Right.
an interesting release from the CDC. Don't kiss or snuggle backyard poultry.
What animal doesn't have salmonella on it? Because, like, you know,
who wrote that?
Armadillos, they have the same shit. Lizards have that, has salmonella. You know, if you have a pet,
well, some of them,
one of these wackos with a pet reptile or something, you're always dealing with salmonella for some reason.
I want to end on a high note.
Yes.
Here with some really good news. We got to get out of here really quick.
Yes.
So, where was that story? I just fucking saw it.
It's good news, you say?
It's, well, I mean,
with the caveat.
It's Schadenfreude.
Yes.
Kind of news.
Right.
And couldn't happen to a nicer asshole.
Oh, shit.
Representative Matt Gaetz's ex-girlfriend is reportedly cooperating with federal authorities.
Damn!
In their probe into the congressman's alleged involvement in sex trafficking sexual relationship with
a
minor.
Guy. That's our guy! That's my representative!
Our representative here, so...
Your ex-girlfriend done flipped on you, buddy.
We'll leave you on that high note.
Yay!
That Matt Gaetz's ex-girlfriend is now flipping and ratting on him, and you know, it's just a matter of time before that asshole goes down.
Yeah, I would pick out a mansion in Siberia or something.
Thanks for joining us. Let's do it next week, every weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're always at your favorite podcasting application, crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing out in the world now.
Yes.
But you can find out on the internet at RatedRComedy on the Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and the TikTok, or at RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great fucking weekend. Stay safe and all that shit. And avoid Republicans if you can.
Good luck.
The enemy's got to be engaged. Bone's got to meet bone. Sword's got to meet shield. The axe has got to come down on that skull. And in the end, we'll see heaven.
Water. Big water. Ocean water.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.